pretty girl.
And we are back. This is Sir Mark. So we're having a little bit of technical difficulties tonight with the new chat room. My computer was taking quite a while to get on, but we're in. So hopefully everybody can join us. If you're listening online, let us know how you are in enjoying the program. Join us online and join our chat room.
Alrighty, that was a hiccup. So, all right, boy Neil wanted to share something with us.
Funny on Facebook, it says.
On the mic.
You can delete me on Facebook.
On the mic. There you go.
You can delete me on Facebook. You can unfollow me on Twitter. You can delete my phone number. But you can never unlick my asshole.
Wow. How truly interesting.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
So
cute.
True.
It's quite not cute. Wouldn't be the word I'd use really for it. But
are you telling us something, boys?
Oh gosh.
Okay, so
moving on.
All right.
I need vodka.
Yes. Okay. So we were talking earlier about. Well, actually, we talked several shows in the past. Sir Mark, kind of likes this new pope.
Well, at the beginning, I liked the new pope because he's got new ideas and he hasn't been afraid to do some major change that hasn't been done in quite a long time.
Or ever.
Suddenly, this week, he's kind of slightly recanting a few things. I guess, I don't know if it's peer pressure or, you know, everybody.
He's the pope. The only body can peer pressure is fucking God.
Well, that's what I agree with, but. I think somebody, are you going to bring up the story? Somebody had basically the story up of what he's recanting on what he had originally said.
Well, he's now saying that gays and everything else, it's going against the family, and, you know, the church is all about family. And
they're saying it's that marriage equality does actually hurt or harm the true family, is what he basically said.
So
but part of
around.
The problem they do, it isn't that too, but you got to understand, he doesn't speak English. It's always another language, and the translators are always twisting around what he says.
Well, it's funny. They twisted it around pretty
both
good
ways.
When he said other things, didn't
right.
they?
Right. They twisted
I mean,
both
come
ways.
On. I don't go with that translation.
I think a lot of it is they're just playing with us Americans because we're stupid and or Canadians, and we read into all this stuff, and we're so like, ooh, ah, what did the Pope say?
But how can you not admit that he said, yeah, no, I'm, you know, it's going against family now. Before it was all like, you know, like the gays and stuff, we want their money.
Well,
he does want our money, but that's beside the point.
If it's not him writing this new statement that was released this week, he has stood up and was quite verbal prior to this. So I'm hoping that maybe something else will follow with this. I mean, I am a Catholic person. I was baptized and communion and all that stuff.
Is that why you smell?
I'm
funny?
A recovering Catholic.
But, you know, it's hard to get out of certain things. I still say my prayer every night when I go to bed.
Really?
Yeah. It's just something that, do I believe it's somebody on the cross like we have here? Maybe.
Do you pray to the
pray
Virgin?
To Leather Jesus?
Or do you pray to the Virgin Mary?
No, wow. I
don't doubt the power
leather
of
Jesus.
Leather Jesus.
Yes. But I do believe
Mary.
That there is something, someone, hopefully. But again, I at the beginning, I really admired this new pope. And if there's a change now that he is actually standing by and for what he has changed his wording on the subject, I'm a bit disappointed.
Well, no matter what, he's the most liberal pope the church has had in eons and ages.
Yes.
I mean, he beats Nazi pope. I mean, let's face that, the previous one.
The one with the red shoes.
But his actual
Nazi
views
with
on
the
gay.
Red, they were...
Prada.
$300,000 Prada shoes.
No, they weren't $300,000.
Oh,
$3,000,
okay. Yes. $3,000 Prada shoes. He'd only wear those because the rest might harm his feet.
Yeah. Now, Boy Shannon, you were saying...
I was saying, sorry, that his stance on gay marriage actually got him Person of the Year. From Time Magazine. So for him to recant that now, it would be a big deal. But I did read an article today on it that he was emphasizing traditional marriage at a traditional wedding. So he might not have been necessarily not agreeing with gay marriage, but he was pushing the fact that a man and a woman together are whatever, God's love and blah, 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 at a place where a man and a woman were actually getting married.
So he was at a wedding when he said this?
He was. He got
at least that's what I'm getting.
That's not what I read a couple days
because
ago.
Because the quote is, when a man and a woman celebrate the sacrament of marriage, God is reflected in them. That's the quote. As one flesh.
But again, and he could said when two people. It doesn't matter if you're at a straight marriage or gay marriage or... You know, as all the Christians say, you know, we're all going to be, you know, marrying ponies and dogs and cats and kitties because, you know, that's what gay marriage
is. But at the
same
time, if he was at a straight wedding and talking to the groom and the bride, at the time, the focus was on them. Now, we all know how the media like to turn certain things and say, you know, of course, if it would, this was said at a gay wedding. Now, if he would change the wording and say, you know, we are all created at under, you know, God's vision and so forth, and make it sound equally the same support, we'll never know.
Well, would he? But the thing, my point being is, he couldn't say at a gay wedding, man and woman, because there's not a man and woman being married. So why should he be saying that at a straight wedding when it could be two people? So why is it okay for him to at a straight wedding to make it a man and a woman, but then if he was doing a gay wedding, to do it as in two people? Or would he say two men? Would he be able to say that?
I will never. That's the thing.
Well,
we
I mean, at this point, it wouldn't happen because the church isn't recognizing gay marriages. So we don't know what their stance will be when they get to that point, right?
Yeah, his opinion or not, I don't think he can form a gay wedding at this point.
Well, no, I don't think, you know.
No, because the.
Should we send him an invite?
Well, you know what? He's too big for those small little weddings, though.
Actually, that would be funny.
Then we're putting it on TV.
Are you being. What are you doing, boy?
Do we need one of these, Master?
I likes.
Interesting. But we're doing a show right now, and it's very difficult to have good radio when we're all staring at a screen because no one else can see it.
Oh, I'm listening and talking with everybody, too, though.
I could sleep in a coffin.
I'll post the link.
All right, that would be better. Post a link. So I personally think that if he's going to be all about equality and then he should be doing it all of the time, not just some of the time.
I agree.
Well, I just really think people just. I mean, he's become almost a. What's the term I'm looking for? He's become so in the public eye that people almost are looking for things to keep him there in the public eye.
But he's the
so they're taking
Pope.
All the
he's
shit
the
out of context
like,
and everything. Yeah, so it was a previous one, but everyone ignored him because he was an ass.
So we should ignore this guy too?
No, that's not what I said. But what I said was, I think you got to take. I'm convinced the press, and especially since social networking and all. So much of what we read and is said is taken out of context and twisted. Again, just because it's on the internet doesn't make it right or honest or truthful.
I agree with that, but I think that we hear more of the truth nowadays because of the way social media is.
Or do we hear more bullshit?
You can say something, boom, and it's immediately sent on Twitter and Flackbook or
are you really sure it's truth, though? Twitter.
Actually,
it's not
I think
bullshit.
With big organizations like the Catholic Church and whatnot, they want to have the image of what they're saying is the truth. They don't want to be caught in a bunch of bullshit because then people aren't going to follow what they're saying. There won't be any change involved in that, right? People will just say, what the fuck is going on now, right?
Yeah,
right.
And it's not like us right now, you know, somebody at a little table with an iPhone going click, click, click right on. It has to go through a committee. It has to be approved. Every statement that is released out there.
I don't know so much about that, to be honest. I would have to really... That's a really good point. Is it? I don't think so. I think dude can basically just say whatever the fuck he wants, no?
It would be great.
It would be great, but
I don't think so.
So then what's the point of even being the Pope? Let's go with what you said, Sir Mark, because you're right. The very, very beginning, he did. He did some interesting things, and they were selling off some of the gold and the artifacts from the Vatican to help homeless people or poor people, which was great. Awesome. Yeah. I'm cool. I'm down with that. But... if he was doing that and all of a sudden they started saying, no, you got to stop doing these things now and start towing the line of what we're telling you to do, why would you even want to be Pope then? What the fuck? You can't do anything that's progressive or anything that's true to yourself.
But again, the Pope is like, say, the President of the United States or the Queen of England or any one of us who's held, say, a title. We are, say, representing the head of office. You're one vote.
The head.
You are representing you. So when it comes down to voting on certain items that are put before you, you are still one vote. Now, I don't know if the, what do you call it, the covenant or the Pope.
Cardinals.
The other
Cardinals
dudes.
And so forth.
The other guys in the big
house. The other guys in the big house, not wearing the big dress like he is.
You mean all the pedophiles?
They're not all pedophiles.
The ones in the Vatican, a lot of them are. A majority are.
Oh, yeah, and you know that for a fact because you went there.
No, because that's where they take them and hide them all.
Yeah, so
but
you're
then didn't
going
you just say 5 minutes ago
read.
That you can't believe everything you read or
exactly.
you read or hear?
So
there you go.
You got to give somebody some credit at one point. We all know that being Catholic comes a history of priests
pedophiles.
That did a lot. But that comes with a whole bunch of other things, too. So, but the thing is that the point I'm trying to make is that if his position is just like being the president or anybody who is the head of a company or so forth, you are still only one vote.
I think that if he more or less decided that he was going to say something, there's not really much that they're going to do.
No, no. The Pope is, that's a difference, though. The Pope is more than one vote, and this is for real. The Pope, when he's, and that's why they go through the way that they nominate him with the special smoke and all this stuff. He's supposed to be the replacement of God on earth.
Well, the voice of God.
The replacement of Jesus Christ being here on earth. His word is the same as if Jesus Christ was saying it.
He is supposed to
be the body of Christ, man. I got the munchies.
And then that special smoke comes out. Man, we're really stoned now, man.
It's called a Jesus cracker. Yeah.
Cheech and Chong.
Didn't even the Jesus crackers, man. Oh, man.
Deep subject for the beginning of the fucking show, isn't it?
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, this wine is awesome.
Father Jesus Christ.
Oh, so, wow. Okay. That
okay.
got a little weird.
So we have quite a few people in the chat line, so I hope you guys are doing good, enjoying the show.
We lost Pup.
Woof, who did we lose?
We lost a couple of people from the other chat room, didn't we?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, there was Pup.
Let's go back in the old chat room.
Who's in the old chat room? Anybody left there?
No, I'm out of it.
I don't see anybody in the old chat room. Oh, I see Pup Dakota.
And Boy Andrew. They need to come into the new chat room.
Yeah, they need, because now they're all there all alone.
Yeah, come on, Pup. Come on, puppy dog.
We got a bones for you.
All right. Well, that was an interesting little segment. So I think what we're going to do right now is we are going to take a break, and then we will come back and talk about some other stuff.